This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona is one of the House Republicans calling for a second special counsel to investigate the FBI and DOJ and possible misconduct. He joins us now live. Great to have you with us tonight.
Good to be with you.
Okay, so you all have put together a lengthy resolution, which I've read, and if folks can go online, I think they'd find it interesting to go through the facts that you all outlined with respect to not only the Hillary Clinton investigation with her email, but you mentioned Uranium One, the Clinton Foundation, how those things were all handled, and then the investigation into President Trump, the FISA warrants. You wrap it all up by saying it warrants a second special counsel. Are you going to get one?
Well, I hope we will. I mean, the president's asked for one, but besides him, we've been asking for 10 months. The chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte, chairman Trey Gowdy, two members of our leadership, the majority leader, Kevin McCarthy, Steve Scalise, the majority whip. Everyone seems to be getting on this, and it's taken 10 months. You know, some of us got on a little early, but we're starting to see that this unravels. It's like a Chinese drip torture. You know, you feel it, and we're seeing something new almost every week, including now the spying and that type of thing. We've got to get to the bottom of this. American people don't trust it anymore. Most people now believe it was politically motivated, this investigation of the president, as I have felt from the beginning. And that's why we need a special counsel appointed.
Okay, so this Thursday we're told there's going to be a meeting that will involve several of different players. Chairman Nunes and Gowdy will be involved, we understand, along with officials from the DOJ and others who will get together and look at this information with respect to this source or this individual or this informant. Here is what Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer had to say today about those kinds of meetings.
A man like Devin Nunes, who I hear privately from my Republican colleagues, they think he's off the deep end. And he's going to get hold of this? And we think that's for fair, unbiased oversight? Give me a break. If such a meeting occurs, and I don't believe it should, but if it occurs, it must be bipartisan.
Would you be for Democrats attending that meeting on Thursday?
I'm a little bit concerned about Democrats getting in there to begin with. First of all, Devin's got to see what's going on. And we don't even know what they're going to come with. They've told us time and time again, we're going to give you something. And then it turns out they're just going to say, well, it contains this or contains that. Or they give us something that's heavily redacted that doesn't mean anything. So, I think that the Democrats are in the deep end in this one, not Devin Nunes. And if Devin finds that there's something warranted, I have no doubt that the Democrats will be involved and be given the same information. Question is, are they going to leak it? They've done so in the past.
Well, and you know they would say the same thing about the Republicans, and especially about Chairman Nunes. There are plenty of leaks all over Washington. There are very few places around here that don't leak. Okay, so Congressman Jerry Nadler, who is the ranking Democrat on House Judiciary, says this today. When their conspiracy theories fall apart, they have no place else to turn. This is the majority's go-to move. This resolution shows a profound misunderstanding of our criminal justice system. Now, you are a lawyer.
Yeah.
Is this a profound misunderstanding of the criminal justice system?
No, I mean, I just heard Jerry Nadler say yesterday that Mr. Mueller is a special prosecutor. That indicates that he doesn't know what's going on. Mr. Mueller is not a special prosecutor. He's a special counsel. He's appointed and he's given some authority. It's limited in scope. They won't tell us what's in the scope. They've redacted that. But what they've done today is they've actually gone and said, we're not just special counsel. We're employees of the Attorney General's office, the Department of Justice, and give us special prosecutor status. And why is that? It's because they don't want to be limited in scope to what they were supposed to be, and that is, what's the Russian collusion to influence the election?
Well, this is all part and parcel of the problem here. You're not even sure what the scope is. Even if there's constitutional standing, legal standing on this, this was questioned last night by Mark Levin. He had a good argument if you follow his reasoning there. But, you know, This whole thing is just so out of whack. So it's no wonder. It's like you need a special counsel just to make sense to see if there's legal standing and if we can even possibly get to the bottom of the truth. Huh? What do you think? We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop.
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. So what do you make of all this stuff? I mean, is your head about ready to explode? Do you kind of have this sense that, you know, there's just so much resistance going on and all this slow walking? And do you understand the game? I mean, why they're slow walking all this, including the FBI, because, you know, they're running out the clock on this deal because Congress will be busy, you know, worrying about re-election time. They're not going to have time to do it. And so they can just hope that they can avoid what maybe on one hand seems the inevitable and drag this out. And, you know, meanwhile, we're being slow walked and slow dripped, you know, the information that we need. I say we the people, and of course what we hear on the periphery, because as often is said here, in the absence of fact, opinion, rules. So we got a lot of opinion running around, and we've got, you know, people here in our country. I mean, the citizens, you know, we the people who are upset with one another over this whole situation. It's like, wait a minute, we didn't have the whole truth here. And, you know, forget about what Schumer has to say and all these other talking heads, because there's only so much they can say or they would violate anything of a, you know, a secured nature, as if that matters with all the leaking that's going on. So it's all strategic leaking, depending on what side and what it is that you want leaked. And on both sides, this is a game that's being played. I mean, you know, it's laughable because, you know, they accuse Trump of leaking and, you know, all this other stuff that's going on with Trump. And Trump is just trying to, you know, get the message out there to let you know what's going on. And it's so funny, the deep state's being called out on their activity and they're aghast. They think, oh, well, gosh, we're in a banana republic. Yeah, but who created this whole banana republic? Who decided to abandon, you know, our constitution and run their own shadow government, but the deep state? You know, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Jerome Corsi and, of course, and about his new book. And, of course, it really shocked a lot of people. We were talking last time. He talked about a coup d'etat, that this is what it boils down to, is that you got the deep state, you've got Hillary, and we've been saying all along, this has to go through the White House. There's no way that the White House was not involved in this. Now, do the politicians, does our government have the nerve to go after Barack Obama? Not very likely. I know some of you are licking your lips and, you know, and you think, oh, wow, this is going to be cool. You know, we're going to go after the former president, you know, for all the illegal stuff he'd been doing. It ain't going to happen. So, you know, they didn't even go after Susan Rice after all the lies that she put out there, and not even mention Samantha Powers and the unmasking, you know, stuff that she did. And, you know, all this stuff, it's just they're throwing all these balls in the air just to kind of confuse the situation and distract you with everything, to distract you from what they were doing. And, you know, quite interesting that what happens in the world of politics, often in life, is people will blame others for the very thing they're doing. And don't you hear the echoes of Hillary Clinton accusing Donald Trump of doing the very thing the Democrats were doing in cahoots with our intelligence community and the White House, you know, the Attorney General? I mean, this is bizarre. Like, you're going to believe that the Attorney General, you know, Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton just happened to be on the same runway in Arizona, and their walkie-talkies connected. Hey, come on over. Let's talk about the grandkids. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, gosh. And this was all, of course, leading up to the infamous James Comey reveal after all the evidence that you thought he had against Hillary Clinton to this day. It's just so bizarre. You know, you remember that and you go, oh, my goodness, he's going to indict her. You know, they're going to indict the Democratic nominee for president. And then he goes, oh, no reasonable prosecutor would touch this with a 10-foot ball. And then you talk to all these, I guess, unreasonable prosecutors, because I haven't talked to one that said, are you kidding me? This would have been a slam dunk, you know. You had to do something about this. But if we're going to get back to the rule of law, and this is what's been missing all along, whether it's illegal immigration, all these other areas of our system, of our governmental system, a lot of it just has to do with the rule of law. I mean, do we have laws? Are we obeying them? Or somehow there's this exceptional class that gets to avoid the rule of law, but oh man, I'm telling you, if you're in the wrong club, you know, as Bill Federer would say, boy, you got the full pressure and authority of the U.S. government, in this case, all over you, and you better sell your house like Michael Flynn. You better, you know, just be prepared for bankruptcy. And all you try to do is just, hey, look, I just want to go out there and serve the people, do the best I can. And meanwhile, it's like, so that's what you're guilty of, and you lose your reputation, everything that you've worked for your entire life. I mean, my goodness, Mike Flynn was a career military man, and all of a sudden he's compromised. He's a felon now, you know, for a lie, supposedly, that even some of in the FBI say, you know, that wasn't a lie. You know, we consider that a lie. Somehow it became a lie, and so they could hang their hats on something and say they've accomplished something, so they go ahead and they scathe this American hero and strip him of his dignity and his career. I mean, is this fair? I mean, and of course, the list is continuing to grow because of the nature of this special counsel and Robert Mueller, and what he's being able to do here. It is amazing. And you go, well, you know, where is Jeff Sessions in all this? And I don't understand why he can't unrecuse himself on some sort of legal basis because of this whole situation with Rod Rosenstein. And, you know, it's kind of amazing. I mean, you talk about allowing the fox into the hen house with Rosenstein. Rosenstein, don't forget, is in the midst of all this. I mean, his hands are dirty, but he right now happens to be in the position where he is controlling things. So what do you think he's going to do? Is he going to promote a resolution on this, a full reveal of what's been going on? Or is he going to be part and parcel of the slow walk process to say, okay, we'll just keep delaying and the whole deal? And it's gotten to the point now where the president has come in. And really what's happening is the deep state, with the backing of the Democrats and Schumer et al., are just really challenging Donald Trump to finally say, enough of this stuff. You know, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to declassify all this information once and for all so that people can find out exactly the shenanigans that you guys are up to with all this redacting and slow walking and everything. And, of course, the Democrats are all upset because they're not, you know, they're not coming to the party here. And General Kelly is putting this together. And I think, you know, something may happen here. And the question is, are we, and some have been saying, that we may be looking at a major shakeup in Washington. And it would be Donald Trump that would be the one to shake things up as if he isn't already. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready. There's so much more coming out of this. And as they say, you think Watergate was bad. And you remember all the hours we were watching TV over the Watergate investigation and the trials and everything? Hey, it's just beginning. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with ProMax Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Biff Martinez.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it. Years ago, he built a city out of blocks. Today, over 600,000 people live and work there. He is the only man to ever ace a Rorschach test. Every time he goes for a swim, dolphins appear. Alien abductors have asked him to probe them. If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
A little tongue-in-cheek, you know. Hey, it's fake news satire, okay? All right, so don't take it too seriously. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Retired Lieutenant Commander of the Criminal Investigations Division, Scott Hare, joins us. 23 years at the DeWitt Police Department, now associated with Armored One, who is investigating the Texas high school shooting. Scott, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, good to have you here to take a look at where we are with this Santa Fe High School Texas shooting. What's your assessment right now since that shooting occurred?
Well, I think almost every school district thinks they're prepared and hope it doesn't happen there, but unfortunately it did, and you're never prepared enough.
Well, they consider themselves to be pretty good in terms of preparation. And, you know, they had a couple of, a couple of police officers with guns or security officers with guns on the campus. But they were still able to penetrate. So something is wrong here. And with 22 school shootings so far this year, you know, school safety is being looked at and scrutinized a little bit more closely. And I say, you know, thank God for that, don't you?
Absolutely. Even when I was in law enforcement, I did a lot of school plans and we did drills and we did all those things. Mm-hmm. But until I became involved in this full time, I didn't realize really what we needed to do to help prevent this. There are so many different aspects and layers that need to be put into place. One thing won't solve the problem. You can't just have an SRO, which is an excellent thing to have, mm-hmm. school resource officer, and you can't just lock your doors. There are so many other layers that need to be put in place to slow down the attacker and speed up the police response.
Well, it would appear that, you know, people are ready for some radical changes here. I mean, even including, you know, some kind of clearance, like when we go to the airport, and I'm talking about the machinery that would, you know, that everybody would have to be scanned under to make sure that they were not entering, you know, the campus perimeter with a gun. But you say you've learned a lot, and you're putting this in different perspective, having done it before as a police officer and now associated with Armored One. This gives you a different perspective. Give us an idea of what you're talking about.
Well, as a police officer, it would normally be just one basic approach. We wouldn't it's not just one basic approach. It's not just going in and testing the what the school does and everybody walk around the corner. It's about a holistic approach. It's about a change in the entire attitude. It's about bringing the parents in and having them involved with the school district and holding them accountable to what you need to do. It's hardening the target, as the governor and the lieutenant governor in Texas said. Mm-hmm. But it's a third way to do that to prevent people from getting in, to have a vestibule area, to have a double set of locked doors, to have glass they can't get through, to have doors they can't just break in through. But it's also even deeper than that. It's about getting kids the help they need before this happens.
Mm-hmm. Is it, as you say, it's rather holistic. So this is going to include the kids' involvement. I mean, in this particular case here, again, there was an element of bullying involved. Kids need to be aware. You know, we were talking about this the other day, Scott, and I'm curious in terms of your attitude. It's a little bit different than it was when we were growing up. Yeah, bullying's always been around. It probably will always be around. But it seems that the kids today might be, for some reason, more sensitive to bullying. I'm not trying to, you know, make it any more or any less. I'm just, in terms of your holistic approach here, is that the kids today happen to be, you know, who get a trophy for everything. Their feelings are, you know, so accounted for that, you know, we've pampered them in such a way. They really, we've really kind of made them more vulnerable to bullying that takes place on campuses today. Is that part of it?
Absolutely. I mean, I learned, and I'm sure you did too, we learned that failure was just a way to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and become better as a person and mm-hmm. become more driven. And I think you're right that we don't always have that. You get a trophy for last place now, which is great for the trophy shops.
Right.
But the thing is, and we also work with Dr. Peter Langman, who wrote the book, Why Kids Kill.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes into a lot of the details on that and the fact that the majority of the kids that have done school shootings are not bullied. They mm-hmm. weren't bullied. This is what we look at. We look at every little aspect of it, and we try to make the best determination we can. We offer the school district dozens of things that they can do in layers to help stop the attacker and slow them down, even if they get inside the building.
Mm-hmm. Well, based on your experience with Armored One here, Scott, are you finding that the schools are really open and serious about addressing these layers, as you put it? Because, let's face it, part of what you're dealing with is just, I guess some misunderstanding of the threat that we're actually dealing with here. I mean, most of these campuses think, well, it'll never happen here until it does. And then we're finding out that many of these campuses are in, upper or middle to upper middle class type environments that you think, oh, gosh, this is, it's inconceivable that anything like this would occur. But it seems more that they're happening in these type of schools and in the areas that you would think that it should be happening or could be happening in the poverty areas. I mean, they've already got it figured out. So what do they know in these low income areas that are more hardened than these soft target areas?
They know that they have to reach their kids. They know that they have to be actively involved with their children. And they, when they see somebody that maybe is struggling, they help them up.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there's some districts that are just so large and there are so many people that they just don't really have the ability to pay attention. Same as law enforcement. Law enforcement has so many things to deal with. They have so many things on their plate. And that's what we do is we try to help them successfully navigate what to do holistically in their school.
Mm.
So, even as long when I was law enforcement, I didn't have the time to deal with this as a full-time job. We still had all the other things we had to do. Even in Santa Fe, when I was down there, I'm listening to the police radio, and they have fatals going on, and they had an explosion, and they have all these other things that they're drawn to, and they're doing more with less all the time. So basically what I'm saying is we need a call to action here. We need people to be involved.
Mm.
Committee's fine, but if there's no action on that committee, don't waste everybody's time and money.
Right. Well, as you're suggesting here, Scott, there needs to be this sense of urgency. And meanwhile, we've got kids that are vulnerable. So what do you tell these kids until the institutions are able to get their acts together? What can they do in order to make sure that they're more a survivor than a victim?
Well, one of the main things that happened at Santa Fe, the kids that I was talking with, most of the kids in the school didn't know what was going on. They thought when the fire alarm got pulled, after the attack started, teacher pulled the fire alarm. The kids just walked outside thinking it was a fire alarm.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to get on the PA and say, there's an active shooter. So
right.
Everybody knows that it's an urgency to actually run and get away.
Well, and also, and what direction to get away to? That you're not, running or, toward the shooter that you, because you're coming out of the building blind. You have no idea. I mean, there's an alarm that's going off. That's a bit alarming and disorienting, yeah. Right?
Absolutely. And same thing in Columbine. They actually ran towards the shooter until everybody spun around and started running the other way. So it's a common thing. And when you're inside a building and there's gunshots going off, it's very difficult to locate where they are.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, again, we're thankful for the relationship with Armored One, for you coming on the show here, Scott, to give us a little bit better understanding as to what's going on. And prayerfully, there can be that sense of urgency that's required for, a time such as this. Scott Hare from Armored One on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Scott.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Now I have resurrection power, living on the inside, Jesus. You have given us freedom. No longer bound by sin and darkness, living in the light of your goodness. You have given us freedom.
Well, we've got the power, ladies and gentlemen, but the question is, are we going to assume the power and authority that is within us, or are we going to continue to be the effect of the poor execution of laws, lawlessness occurring, in our society today? Maybe the idea is that, well, it won't happen to our family. We may be protected by our own bars and thinking our own culture, our own part of the culture. But look what's happening. Violence is becoming equal opportunity here in our country today. And nobody knows that better than our next guest, Maria Espinoza, the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers American and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Always good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on again.
I thought that it's time to really talk a little bit more in terms of the Remembrance Project and what it's all about, the family members, the stories that are involved here, and why you and your husband are so passionate and others increasingly passionate about what you do.
Well, Bill, I think it's really, we feel a sense of duty. We see and have seen so much wrong. And just like you mentioned, it is up to us. And that's actually what I was going to say today and speak to your listeners directly to. You know, this is an urgency, and that's the key word that's been taking place here for us for 9 years, because we know that as another day passes with this lawlessness going on all across the United States, that means another innocent American life will be stolen.
Mm-hmm.
We just feel a sense of duty, Bill. I think mm-hmm. that's really it. It's just the passion comes from some trying to right a wrong and saving the country. The more you know and the more that we've been educating ourselves, it just gets, it's pretty bad, and it's worse than I even thought a year ago.
That's amazing that it just in a year, and you've been doing this for 9 years, and you think, okay, when you first do your assessment, you go, this is bad enough that my husband and I, and we've got to get more people involved in this, and then with each year, just more and more, kind of like, as you peel back the onion, you get deeper into the layer, and you realize, wow, this is much more comprehensive. And of course, the president addressing, the MS-13 gangs, but there still are other gangs. It happens to be that maybe MS-13 is probably close to worst of the worst, if not. But there's other, there are other bad players out there that are taking advantage of the system.
Absolutely. And, I say that it's worse than I thought just this past year because we've been in Washington, D.C., and we've seen things take place that our jaws drop. I just can't believe that this is going on. And, we have a small opening here, an opportunity with President Donald Trump, a man who is an America First policy leader, and he loves our country, and he sees what's going on. He's not a politician, but he's determined. And I think also the second point I wanted to make is we have to let President Trump know that we support him, and we have to constantly call, but also beat back those representatives who refuse and are unwilling to enforce our laws and protect Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's a question that I continue to ask myself, is that had there been if this was a Hillary Clinton administration, would we be addressing this issue? Would you even have an ear in the Oval Office or in an administration that would be sincerely wanting to do something about this? I mean, this has been going on for 9 years, much of that under a Democratic-led White House, administration, and, it seemed to be okay for them just to look the other way, all for the sake of this, globalism mindset that has permeated our world, forget about our country. And you look across in other countries, in Europe, and you see what's going on with the walls down and no borders, and, people are coming in, they're taking over cultures, there's all kinds of lawlessness that's taken place, and it's just like people are shrugging, because I guess it's like, oh, okay, well, that happened to the neighbor, too bad, we'll send him a condolence card, and, move on with our day. It's like this has become an accepted norm, and
right.
I guess that's what kind of stuns me about this, Maria.
Absolutely, Bill, and I refuse to sit by the sidelines any longer. This is my country. We worked very hard for the way we live and our freedoms and our liberties. Long before I came into the scene, of course. You know, 100, 200 years ago, Americans before us fought for the same thing. However, this is here and now. We have a choice. If we can look over, you mentioned Europe, or we look down south, do we want our country to look that way? And it's quickly getting that way. I know people are in their homes, and they take care of their lawns and their families, and, they mind their own business, they pay their taxes. But you know what? That's not good enough, because that's where my husband, Tim Ling, and I were. And when we did the research, Bill, and found out that it wasn't just Houston police officers who were being murdered by illegal aliens or in Texas, we extrapolated that to the, we extended our research to the all the United States. And it's shocking. All you have to do is do a little research now that, we have elevated in profile some of the cases, but there are just tens of thousands, Bill, and I don't understand how any representative can live with themselves and their unwillingness to place Americans.
Well, you know, the thing that cracks me up is they give you the math, and they'll go, well, with all the illegal immigrants, I mean, or immigrants that we allow in the country legally, you know, over a million, and over this period of time, they give you this big number, you know, tens of millions of immigrants that come here. And when you're talking about 10,000 illegal, you know, they make it seem like it's nothing. I mean, it's like
right.
It's like you're playing Russian roulette here, and all it takes is one bullet. I mean, forget about the numbers. I mean, and any kind of algorithms you want to impress others with and reduce it to the ridiculous, that's absurd. And you know, because then these will be the same people that will just say it's not acceptable that one person die. Oh, really? Well, why do you give me all this math and argument that seems to suggest that it's okay? And then on top of all this is let's have city officials supporting this sanctuary city mindset and want to get away. And want to get in the way of the rule of law and federal officials doing what they've been charged to do, which is to protect its citizens. And the rest of the citizens, like you say, who are out there mowing their lawns and working and taking care of their families, think that all is well, and that the government's got it under control. And you and your husband and others with the Remembrance Project are saying, don't be fooled.
Absolutely. And you brought up a good point there with, you know, these sanctuary city mayors. And as you know, Congressman Steve King out of Iowa filed a bill, the Libby Schaaf bill, you know, asking for the prosecution of elected officials who failed to cooperate with the federal government and enforce existing laws. So this has to be done, Bill. Otherwise, we're going to continue to battle these individuals who could care less about the safety of the rest of us. You know, but also they receive funds, they're reelected. So I think it's very, very important that we, each one of your listeners, can do something and pick up the phone and congratulate and encourage Congressman King and others to do the same, and also call President Donald Trump, tell him to keep fighting for us, and call those GOP leadership, but do something. For instance, we made a presentation during our Drain the Swamp series we had here in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a group that's going to take up a little initiative, a project we want to stop and research the allocation of funds that are going to...
Well, Maria, we're going to have to pick that up later on another day, and we'll give you more time. We're out of time right now. Maria
Dan Perkins for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. In many parts of the country, it's starting to get cooler, and some areas have already had a significant amount of snow, perhaps where you live. Rapid changes in temperatures, highs and lows, can make you susceptible to getting a cold or even the flu. One of the places veterans have forgotten about for getting their flu shots is the Veterans Administration. So here's your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your closest community health care center. Give them a call and see if they're giving flu shots now. And if not, find out when they're going to start. Ask about what days and times they will administer the shots and the best time for you to come. And by the way, while you're on the phone with them, ask them about pneumonia shots. Get your shots now and avoid the long lines during flu season standing in front of all those sick people. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bill Martinez live.
It is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It is James Hurston time, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how you doing?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. The wedding's finally over. The Trump derangement syndrome continues. We've got moles all over the place, leaks, and how do you keep up with it all?
I mean, it's crazier than ever. Look, isn't it striking how quickly we went from the elites and the media saying essentially that anyone who believed that Obama officials spied on the Trump campaign is crazy. You got to be crazy to believe that.
Yeah.
To now they say, well, of course, Obama officials spied on the Trump campaign. And we see James Clapper, former director of intelligence, going on CNN and MSNBC and channeling Martha Stewart.
Exactly.
He's saying,
yeah,
it's a good thing. What? And it's just, it's amazing. The Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, is about to come out with a report that is already said to be highly damaging to the Justice Department, to the FBI, to James Comey in particular, and by extension to Robert Mueller. And so we see
how about the extension of the White House? Can we even bring that up?
Well, yes, to the previous White House.
Yes, right.
President Obama.
Yeah, somebody by the name of, yeah, right.
Barack Obama.
Yes.
And so what we saw is all of a sudden the New York Times comes out with this really long article. And the article's a real attempt at spinning a terrible set of facts, admitting that not only did the Obama administration spy on Donald Trump, that it was started earlier than the FBI had represented, that it had nothing to do with Papadopoulos and his conversation with the Australian foreign minister, that in fact a paid government informant, at least one, maybe more than one, was essentially implanted on individuals who were associated with the Trump campaign. And what got me is that casually, very casually, the New York Times mentioned There is a document that was used called a national security letter.
Right, right.
What? And, oh, you know, they're a kind of secret subpoena. And they use them to get what would be private documents and phone records. And there was this sort of yawn by the New York Times. I remember a time when people on the left and even people in the media were civil libertarians and they cared about unlawful searches and seizures. They cared about the Fourth Amendment.
Right.
But we can't look at this in isolation because you mentioned the Obama White House. It was under the Obama White House that we heard the whistleblowing of Edward Snowden about the NSA getting data from all Americans. When we heard about members of the press like James Rosen, who used to be with Fox News,
exactly,
being spied on, his parents being spied on, other members of the press being spied on, hundreds of individuals being, quote, unmasked, close
exactly.
quote,
right.
which meant they were spied on. And we heard about these FISA warrants that were basically obtained from a secret court, which is itself a subject of discussion, but using fake materials and failing to disclose key elements to the judge. And now we know that there was an actual initiative called Crossfire Hurricane, a code name to go after Trump, to place Trump under surveillance, to implant spies in his campaign. And with all then we hear about this national security letter, which really struck me because it obtains private information with no judge, with
right.
no probable cause, with no hearing. In other words, the law enforcement people just write it up and serve it. It has a gag order in it. So the company or the organization or the person who served with this, which is a de facto warrant, cannot speak to anyone about it and cannot talk about the content. Well, would that include their counsel? So it takes away their right to counsel. It takes away their Fourth Amendment rights. And this is reported by the mainstream media. And we have a former high-level official telling us it's a good thing.
Yeah.
And then has the nerve, the absolute audaciousness to say that they were protecting Trump. Excuse me?
Right.
These people who have a demonstrated hatred for Donald Trump, who then tell us, well, the DNC server was hacked, and the Russians wanted to help Trump and wanted to, quote, hurt Hillary, close quote. Then why weren't they putting spies on Hillary's campaign to protect her?
Right.
So it shows that their lies don't even hang together in any way whatsoever. And we have an American crisis and an American scandal unlike anything we've ever seen, and an assault on a fundamental part of our Constitution that our mainstream media, the Fourth Estate, is celebrating. That is a very sick development. That's way beyond fake news.
Mm-hmm.
That becomes, you know, the fifth column, a set of enemies within our country who want to undermine these fundamental American principles.
Well, and that's what seems to be exposed here, James, is, you know, and again, I look to the Oval Office. I mean, you mentioned the unmasking, you know, Susan Rice, who, you know, I don't know how she is going to ever reconcile herself with the truth at any point other than, you know, she may have to deal with the reality of being indicted and going behind bars. Maybe that might bring her to some soberness and some reality. But all the unmasking that took place, the FISA judge, I mean, who was this FISA judge that got duped? I mean, like, you're going to tell me a FISA judge is going to be duped like the way they, you know, this thing is playing out? I mean, these guys are just, they're worse than a carnival act.
They are, and they should be brought in front of congressional committees and asked about it. Mm-hmm. That's the one thing. You know, what we're living through, the good news here is that we're living through an era of revelation,
yes,
of exposure, of things we only suspected. And that's the first step. We have,
yeah,
to get to the truth. As a matter of fact, there's a hashtag on social media that people use, Great Awakening. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening. There's a Great Awakening. That was a historical religious event in the past.
Right.
But we're having an event where we're learning, we're awakening when it comes to the nature of parts of our government, mm-hmm, and the way they've been conducted. And it was the reason that many people wanted an outsider in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have to hope is that this Inspector General's report, we have to hope and pray that the U.S. Attorney from Utah, John Huber, who's working on the criminal investigation of these things, and that the criminal referral of Andrew McCabe has been assigned to someone. We have to hope and pray that Jeff Sessions is not just this obstacle in the way, but we're at a point in time where the president has made a demand, mm-hmm, on the Department of Justice, and it's clear that he's setting up the potential firing of those who disobey, mm-hmm, his orders as the head of the executive branch.
Well, James, just like the Great Awakening, it demands courage. Are the people ready? Do they have the courage to see this through? I mean, this is a crisis, I believe, like none we've ever seen before. And I just think, you know, at this point, we're just scratching the surface. And already there are conclusions that you could come to without spending another $1 million a month on this special counsel. You know, in fact, one former agent, It wasn't an FBI agent. It was another former, but another, you know, from the Department of Justice. And he was embarrassed. He says, well, it's a fact. You know, there's certain facts here that you cannot argue anymore. I mean, we're not talking Adam Schiff type facts, shifty facts, who comes on and he lies through his teeth. I mean, it's like he's so disengaged from the truth. I just don't want to see him anymore, any more than I want to see Susan Rice, because it's like you guys are lying and or you're spinning so badly here that you're not really trying to solve a problem. I mean, it's just, hey, let's just cover the back end of this deep state entity.
No, that's right. And it's not hanging together well, and that gives us comfort. You know, today, as we speak, mm-hmm, a former Clinton aide, Mark Penn, a prominent Democrat, mm-hmm, has written an article for The Hill saying that for the sake of everyone in this country, we have to stop Robert Mueller and his probe. This is a Democrat.
Exactly.
We also have a member of the Republican establishment, not someone who loves Trump by any means, former Attorney General Michael Mukasey.
Mm-hmm.
He has written an article in USA Today,
right,
saying that we have to end the Mueller investigation. We are now starting to get bipartisan support for the idea that there's this abuse going on.
Without a
and
doubt.
That we, and it's constitutional abuse.
Exactly.
It's abuse of fundamental American values.
Well, James, we got to leave it right there to be continued, and you know it will. James Herson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Mm-hmm.
Fellow patriots, my name is